The letter O. Objects of the senses. The ability of objects and the external world to make us sense them. They are five: the smell of the objects, the taste of the objects, the sight of the objects, the touch of the objects, and the sound of the objects. These can be perceived because of the tamaguna, citta. Occult powers. Powers which can be gained through physical, mental, and spiritual practices and training. Usually they are given to a practitioner as a test to see how he will use them. They should be used for good purposes. Otherwise, either they will be taken away or they will be harmful to the person and others. Spiritual powers are rajaguna, pranic. Om, the root of all sounds in the universe. This sound, which is heard in higher consciousness, cannot be reproduced in the physical plane. The closest sounds in this manifested world are the sound which continues after a bell has been rung, the humming sound heard when many people talk in one place, and the sound of a great waterfall. Also, if we concentrate on any sound, a humming background can be realized in it, which resembles the sound of many waterfalls. However, as it was said, its subtlest form can only be heard in higher consciousness. It is the subtlest sound and the root of all sounds. It is the word, and the word leads to Om. Om Nam Kevalam, the second part of our universal mantra. Si Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. The meaning of it is, God, that divinity, is everything. So everything is divine or God. Although we are a part of this divinity, and our essence is divine or God, because of the influence of the tamaguna, crudifying force, we have the illusion of separation from God. Therefore, the goal of the life is to become divine, Hari Om Shri Hung, and if we can reach this goal, we know we are a part of God, Om Nam Kevalam. Omar, the second caliph of Muslims. One-pointedness, the state of perfect concentration toward the goal of life. Only by being one-pointed can a person overcome all the forces, externally and internally, which try to divert the attention from our goal and mislead us toward the fall into the lower nature. That is why one of the definitions of the devil is he who diverts the attention, or that force which diverts us from being one-pointed in our endeavors and takes our attention from going within toward the spiritual world to going without toward the external world. So one-pointedness means to create a perfect concentration toward our ideal and goal. Organs of the actions are five, which involve speech, hands, feet, motion, generation, and excretion. These are done under the influence of the rajaguna, mutative force. Organs of the senses. These enable man to experience the world. They are five: smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing. These senses are under the influence of the sattva guna, sentient force.